A little more than 20 years ago, Heather and I visited her family from out of state. They lived in a part of Atlanta that is now called Sandy Springs. And when Sunday came around, we figured we would be going with them to their church, Mount Vernon Presbyterian Church. That's where their kids were in school and where they were members. And what caught me off guard is when my sister-in-law said to me as I was sipping coffee by the fire, reading the AJC, "Do you want to come to Sunday school with us?" I mean, implied in my hesitation was not really. I'm ready for church at 11, but Sunday school at 9:30, At any rate, she said, we have a really great class. It's a parenting class. I think you'll like it. You and Heather will like it. You'll get to meet some of our friends, but it's a really good video. Switch gears and get moving, and we made it. I don't remember the sermon that day. I don't remember what I read in the AJC that day. I don't remember any of their friends that I met that day. But I won't forget the video. The speaker on a little TV screen, this was before those days of, a little TV screen, and we're sitting on those hard metal chairs drinking cheap church coffee, you know? The little head on the screen said this: "Your children aren't going to be children forever. They're going to grow up. So don't parent them to be two-year-olds. Don't make the mistake of parenting them to stay eight-year-olds. Parent them so they can grow to be adults." Seems pretty simple, right? Why did I have to get up, come to Sunday school to hear that? But you know, all those years later, that's the piece that stands out of that day and of that trip. They won't be in preschool forever. And any empty nester can give witness to that. I remember Heather and I benefiting from that video, parenting with that video's insights very much at heart. I remember thinking how glad I was that I went to Sunday school that day at Mount Vernon Presbyterian. It was life-changing for us. As the saying goes, in 2 days, tomorrow will be yesterday. How many of you grew up, I wonder, with homes where somewhere on a door jamb or somewhere on a wall, there's a bunch of initials or names and marks of height somewhere? Yeah. Is that a normal thing? We did too, and it's interesting. Mom and Dad usually show up once. One slash and that's it. It's not changing. But kids, wow. You know, this is where you were last month. This is where you are this month. This is 2 years. And right up you go. And you know, if you've got more than one kid, it gets a little competitive, right? I've got one that's 6'6" and notates so at the top of the growth chart. For his siblings primarily. The Lord God Almighty knit Jeremiah together in the womb. The Lord God Almighty brought him forth as a precious infant, provided for what he needed as a toddler. But God wasn't stuck on nostalgia where he had been. Yes, the Lord had known him. It was a long relationship with him. But God looked at Jeremiah with plans for the future. A parent who has a child with some developmental disabilities told me once as I was preparing for one of those open arm services we do several times a year, and I was asking about the message and what themes to hit, and she said to me, "Hope is what we always need to hear. Faith is the assurance of what we hope for. It's a conviction in what we don't see. Hope in a future with God that is a good future." God says, "Jeremiah, I've known you before you were born, even before you were an embryo or in mom's womb. I knew you before you were a toddler. I know you now as a boy. But when I look at you, I see what you shall be and do." It's a beautiful story about a God who's forward-looking. "I have plans for you." And Jeremiah says probably what you or I would have said had it been us. "I'm too young. I'm not able. Why'd you pick me? You should have picked her. I'm not ready. I'm not good at speaking." Daniel Hawk teaches Old Testament in Ohio at a seminary, and he says, we notice that Jeremiah's call is a lot like Moses' call. Remember Moses and the burning bush? Moses' call. It starts with God commissioning, and then the human being protesting, and then God giving assurance, and then finally a sign. The assurance Jeremiah is going to get is, I will be with you always to deliver you. And the sign will be God reaching out and touching his lips to place God's words in Jeremiah's mouth. It's a wonderful passage for today when we have the sign of baptism before us as we remember that even at a tender age, we belong to God and are adopted into the family of faith. The other sign we have on a communion Sunday is the sacrament, a sign and a seal and a symbol. Caitlin last week had a day school chapel, and those little 2-year-olds and 4-year-olds sit in the center section. And for the most part, they keep their hands to themselves and they're good listeners. Although you learn not to ask any questions because you get about 105 answers all at once. But she, at the end of her chapel time with the kids, she did a blessing for the kids. And what she did, Katie got a picture of it that I think ran in a newsletter recently. She ran around to every child and put her hands on their heads and blessed them as beloved children of God. I have known you from before you were born. I know you by name. You are mine. You belong to me, and I have good plans for you. And worry not, I go with you always. Jeremiah is growing, and God wants us all to grow into maturity of faith. Great Abbott and Costello routine. I was so pleased that Stanley and Ollie are back in the movies, so it's not just Ollie's Bargain Outlets anymore. But Abbott and Costello, some of you remember them. Abbott is picking on Costello as he always does. And he says, you know, Costello, I'm older than you and I've always been older than you. He says, you were 1 year old. I was 5 years old. I was 5 times older than you. Then you were 2 and I was 6. I was 3 times older than you. I'm always older than you. In fact, when I was 8, you were only 4. I was twice as old as you. And Costello says, but I'm catching up. You're either growing or you're stagnant. And of course, the growth God wants in us is not the top of the height chart. What growth God wants in us is a growth in love and a growth of maturity and spirit and service and relationship. Trust, Jeremiah, trust that I have good plans for you and will use your talents and your inabilities, your passions and your weak points, your questions and your affirmations. I will use them for good. You're not alone. I will deliver you. In fact, Jesus said, I will be with you, followers, to the end of the age. It's true that Jeremiah was only a boy. But if you know your Bible, you know well that God uses again and again and again ordinary people for extraordinary purposes. God's heard all of the excuses before and the signs that we have that tell us of God's desire for us is you are baptized. That means I have claimed and called you. I know you by name. You belong to me. And on this journey of faith and service and life, with all the challenges and the opportunities before you, I am with you. The bread broken, the cup poured, the very presence of God with us, helping us to grow and be strong and nourished for the doing of God's work in the world. Sharing love in this world is hard work. Being a people of the good news with so much that's difficult and hard is a challenge. I think that's why I relate so well to that bumper sticker I saw at North Fulton Community Charity Friday. Were you there donating clothes like me on Friday? You know that place. You donate your used items. If you have a couch, they'll come pick it up from you, and then they turn around and sell it to any who want to give them cash for it. The executive director says, Ollie, what you give us is junk. Until someone else comes in and says, I'll give you $5 for that. Then it's a donation. That's her way of saying, don't just drop items off. Shop here too. Do you know that store makes $1 million a year to help them serve the needy in our community. So I dropped off my things, and I was going back to my car, and I saw the bumper sticker. That's a good one. The more people I meet, the more I love my cat. Can't we all relate to that? Loving in the real people, in the real world, is hard. Is hard. No wonder Jeremiah protests. No wonder Jesus has to call and equip and send and promise and assure. Loving is hard work. On display in our world, in my opinion, is a lot of immaturity and childishness, arrogance and envy and rudeness, irritability, wrongdoing, deceit, greed, noise. There's a time for that when you're a toddler, but then there's a time for maturity and putting behind childish ways, a time to embrace that which God has put us here for, and that is faithful service and responsibility and courageously following in the way of Christ, whose call is to love. In fact, love one another as I have loved you, and if you love others in this world, then the world will know you are mine. Paul says, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of all gifts, the one that never ends, is love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.